101.3 WIBD AM 1470. Well, it's actually, we're a minute early today. It's 8:14, but we're going to start early because we've got a lot of ground to cover. So we have guests from the Volunteer Center of Washington County and the Slinger High School Student Council. So I'm going to let you go ahead and do introductions.
I'm Melanie Gonring, the Program Director at the Volunteer Center.
I'm Michelle Spello, Marketing for the Volunteer Center.
I'm Jane Schaub, the last year's president of Slinger High School Student Council.
My name is Laura. I'll be a sophomore next year on Slinger Student Council.
All right. Well, welcome. Thanks for coming. Jane, good to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
Happy graduation.
Woo! Yep. Exciting.
All right. Well, let's start with what's going on at the Volunteer Center.
Yeah. Well, we wrapped up a very busy month in May. With Champions of Change, which we'll talk more about today, and our birthday party, and a bunch of do-good bus rides. So we're excited to move into the summer here. We actually have a do-good bus ride on Saturday. We'll be going out. We actually have a full bus already for Saturday, so we're excited. Hope the rain holds out, and we can have a good day together. So.
And the next do-good bus ride will be live and active right after Saturday's do-good bus ride. So if you missed this one, you can make sure to hop on the next one in July.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. So we're here today to talk about, like Melanie mentioned, we had Champions of Change at the end of last month, and it was a really cool event. And maybe Melanie can tell you just about, like, first of all, what is Champions of Change?
Yeah, Champions of Change is a volunteer recognition event that the Volunteer Center has been hosting. This was our fifth year, and it's really meant to recognize just the everyday people doing extraordinary things in Washington County. So, you know, some of the unsung heroes of our community, just a chance to get everyone to celebrate, together to celebrate all of the great works people do through volunteerism here.
And that event really is made possible by our sponsors, including Delta Defense. And then we have sponsors for each award category that we'll highlight in a little bit. But one of we want to shout out, too, that our MC that night was Katrina Cravey. And that was really fun to have her as part of the night. She brings great energy.
She was awesome. And so many of the groups and individuals were so excited to get their photo with her. And
my mom was.
A great storyteller and a great asset to the event.
And she told our inspirational stories very well. And one of those stories she talked about was some of the kids we have with us today from Slinger High School. But we'll get to them in just a minute. We're going to talk about some of our other winners first.
Yeah, we just kind of wanted to give a radio shout out to all of our other winners. Our Power of One award winner was Dr. Robert Gibson for all of the work he's put in for about 13 years at the Albrecht Free Clinic, and he's retiring this year, and so it was a great way to kind of cap off an amazing career and volunteer presence in our community.
Our Real Hero winner this year was West Bend Crime Prevention Patrol, and the Real Winner, the Real Hero Award is presented by West Bend Mutual.
Our Community Partner Award went to HGA Architects for all of the amazing engineer and architectural and design work that they put into the hub and our office space.
And MOA as well. So anyway, Community Partner, that sponsorship is from Aurora Healthcare. So we appreciate their sponsorship as well. Another award we gave out was the Emerging Leader Award, and that was Peter Kapler.
Our SOAR 55 Award winner was Heidi Anderson for her work she does at Casa Guadalupe. And that award was sponsored by Wells Fargo Home Mortgage.
Rising Star was Ashley Trapp. The Rising Star Award is given by three different school districts in Washington County. That's Keewaskum, Slinger, and West Bend. They work together to give out that award. And Ashley's done a lot of work on behalf of her brother who passed away. A lot of great volunteer work done by Ashley.
Our Judge's Choice Award winner, and the Judge's Choice Award is actually given by Delta Defense, who is the presenting sponsor of the event, was Barshana Simon. She is a parent volunteer at the West Bend School District who has put together the multicultural club there at the high school, and it takes the kids from the high school to interact with seniors at Cedar Community, so there's an intergenerational and diversity component to that, which is really cool.
And our last award we're going to highlight today is the Ziegler Team Spirit Award. That's given out by Sharon Ziegler. And Slinger High School Student Council won that award. But one more quick shout out to all the nominations that we had. Our event cannot happen without nominations. And the job of picking the winner, goodness, is not Melanie and my job. We have a team outside of the Volunteer Center. It's made up of all the sponsors. They bring representatives, and they have the hard decision of who wins.
And I think this year, more than any other year, we had so many nominees in the room this year, and it just feels so good to, you know, not only just to win, but just to be recognized. I know a lot of volunteers tell us they don't want any recognition, but it feels good sometimes to give into that and let yourself be celebrated.
And just, the celebration is really the important part.
You know what I think part of it is with the Champions of Change is that you may not want this celebrating yourself, but when you're together with all these other people, there's just an energy that comes out of it.
Yeah, even if you don't want the attention on you, you hear so many other inspiring stories that maybe encourage you to keep on doing what you're doing.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
So we're going to just turn our focus a little bit now to the Slinger High School girls that we have with us today. We brought them in just so that we could have kind of a look at what the night was like. So from your perspective, we would love to hear what it was like to be at Champions of Change.
It was, it was super cool. I didn't know exactly what we were going to.
No.
To be honest, we didn't. Mrs. Kelleher just said we've been nominated for this. We need a few kids to go to it, and I kind of didn't know what to expect. My mom told me it was a really cool event that they've done for a few years now, and we all got to it, and we immediately were so excited.
That's wonderful. And you should probably tell our listening audience too, what does your group do? What kind of things were part of your nomination?
So we are a student council, so we do several things throughout the year for the high school as well as for the Slinger community. I don't know, Laura, do you want to talk about a few of the different things that we do? Our senior citizen dinner,
One of the things we do is senior citizen dinner, where we bring in senior citizens, obviously, and we just have dinner with them, and we all dress up, and we just get to have some nice conversation, and that's really fun. And we also do fall yard cleanup, which is where we go to houses and we rake leaves for some people in Slinger, and that's really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for anybody that's unable to do that in the fall, to clean up their own yards, we spend a whole day doing that. That's one of our bigger events, really super fun. And
you organized a huge rummage sale?
Oh, yeah. That was this past year. That was our big thing. We'd done that my freshman year, and so we decided to bring it back for a few years later. And
rummage sales are a lot of work.
You're doing
one personally, so I can't imagine.
Yeah, it was crazy. We didn't really expect to get as much stuff as we did.
No.
We filled our cafeteria with we did a few different community drop-off dates where anybody from the high school community could bring in stuff, and we ended up raising over $2,000 for Teresa's Closet.
Wonderful.
Which was really exciting.
And that's the part I was hoping you would talk about. Like, you're raising money for other organizations.
Yeah.
And that's huge and really what I think set you guys a little.
One thing I remember from your nomination, too, is that it mentioned that you don't just do this during the school year, but you get together all year long the summer. Do you guys have any plans for the summer of things that...
That's Laura, so...
Are you school just ended, we're still figuring that out?
Mostly in summer we do just, like, summer meetings where we plan everything, but there's really no, like, big community events because we do stuff, like, right away in the fall.
Yeah, it's kind of just, like, set
everything
the stage so
planned
for
last year, basically.
Yeah, you can hit the ground running.
That's a perfect way to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
For those of you, by the way, who might not, just to mention, Jane was our Slinger High School student correspondent, one of our Slinger High School correspondents. So if if you're familiar with her voice, you're thinking, I heard her somewhere before, that would be why.
Yep.
So we've heard about some of this stuff from Jane through the school
year. The year, yeah. So.
And maybe that's a perfect segue to talk about Jane. What's coming up next for you?
I will be attending the University of Wisconsin-Madison next year.
Go Badgers.
Super excited. Yeah, it's been my dream school since I was little. So I'm super excited to be there. I will start out in the business school. I'm not sure if I want to go into business, but it's kind of where I'm just going to start. And I know there's a lot of different things that it's a field where I can, there's a lot of different opportunities there. And no matter what Madison offers, I'm interested in a lot of different things. I'm very undecided, but it offers everything I'm interested in. Well, so.
It is.
And you'll be able to find a lot of volunteer opportunities there, too, depending on how much time you have.
Badger Buddies is one that I've looked into.
I love it. I love that you've already looked into it.
Are you kidding? She is one of the most organized people that I know.
Thank you, yeah.
Maybe you just need to come back and work for the volunteer center.
I'm planning on. It's been a while since I've been at the Hub, and I'm planning on going back this summer.
We have
I'm
not very brought excited. That up either. Mm-hmm. Jane is also a volunteer barista for the Hub, so this young lady's got a lot going
on. Yeah, hoping to be back there this summer. It's been a few months. I feel bad about that.
And Laura, you'll be a sophomore next year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have college plans at this point?
I'm thinking, it's all very undecided, but I'm thinking about going into marketing. That's like the plan as of right now. We're looking at University of Minnesota, but after
that's where I went.
Yeah. But after that, I don't really know.
Yeah, it's a great school for marketing.
All right. Well, again, Jane, great to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
Laura,
you for
nice
having
to
us.
Meet you.
You too.
So, do we have some needs of the week?
We do. So, River Edge Nature Center has their big River Valley bike ride coming up on Sunday, June 23rd. And they are looking for volunteers to help with all sorts of tasks, from kitchen prep to helping with park to marshaling the actual ride itself, a scavenger hunt face painting. Lots of volunteers are needed for that event. And the ride is from 7 to 4 on June 23rd. Obviously, you don't need to stay the whole day. They're broken up into shifts, but a great way to get outside and enjoy some recreational fun this summer.
If you are 18 or older and would like to volunteer and need a flexible schedule, we have a great opportunity. The Interfaith Caregivers are looking for people to help seniors with yard work, housework, throughout the summer and beyond, and the opportunity can also be done with groups or family members.
Yeah. And lastly, Habitat for Humanity is always looking for groups to help with a group build day on one of their home build sites. So if you're 16 and older, you can come on your own or with a group. You don't need any experience, just a willingness to learn. I know every time I volunteer for Habitat, I feel so strong and empowered because I don't touch a lot of nail guns and such at home. People don't let me touch that kind of stuff. But those guys do, and they're great teachers, and you really learn a lot. So it's a great way to give back.
Well, let's just kind of circle back around for people who want to find out more about the winners and nominees for Champions of Change from this year. There's a place where they can go.
Right. Our volunteernow.net website, we do have a Champions of Change button that you can go to. And when you hit that page, there's a button that says Meet the Winners. And that we have really nice write-ups about everything that they have done. And their inspirational stories are right there.
And again, we want to encourage people to be keeping an eye on volunteers for potential nominees for next year.
Absolutely.
There are great stories out there that we are excited to tell.
All right. Are we back at the point where we can say summer's a busy time, but there are a lot of volunteer opportunities, more than 200 available through the Volunteer Center of Washington County.
Rick, do you want to join our staff? Yes. If you're looking for something to do this summer, you can sign up on our website, volunteernow.net. There's a big blue volunteer button that will take you to search through all of those 200-plus opportunities, or you can always give us a call. We're happy to work with people one-on-one, too, who, sometimes you just don't know what you want to do, and looking at all of those can get you a little overwhelmed. So we're happy to talk you through it, and our number is 338-8256.
The other thing to mention is volunteer opportunities do not mean you're committed to 2 hours a day for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
There's some things like we talked about here earlier today that are just a one-day kind of thing, one day, a few hours, but there are other things that are kind of ongoing or kind of as you're available.
Absolutely.
And if you've never volunteered and you're kind of interested and intrigued, one great way is to hop on the Do Good Bus. That's a one-time, 3-4-hour experience, and we take all the work out of making it happen. You just hop on a bus, and we take you to that opportunity to
volunteer. There's usually lunch.
Yeah, there is usually lunch.
Which is important.
Yeah.
Speaking of lunch, summer hours at the Hub?
Yeah, we are open 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Sundays are 9 to 5.
And the Hub and the Volunteer Center of Washington County, located at
303 Water Street in West Bend, right on the roundabout by the Museum of Wisconsin Art.
Where everything is finally getting all cleaned up.
Yeah, it's so really beautiful.
Yeah. So, all right. Anything else we want to cover?
I think we hit it.
Did we cover everything? All right.
Good.
Again, Jane, Laura, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Melanie, Michelle, good to see you again.
Thanks for having us.
We will we'll see you again in a couple of weeks. News time now, 101.3 WIBD AM 1470.